Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts.
Brooke, no matter what happens between us, I need you to know that I will always have your back.
Oh, thanks, Arisha. That's sweet.
Excuse me? Aren't you supposed to say you'll always have my back, too?
I mean, I'm not going to get ahead of myself. Look at Brittany and Christina. Like, this could just be our Mouseketeer phase. We don't know.
Oh, that's such a valid point. I mean, that's why I brought this up. Christina, of course, was asked on the red carpet at the Latin Grammys last week about her old pal slash rival slash pal again, Britney Spears. And her response is causing a lot of stir.
Yeah, and of course, Brit being Brit, she definitely has something to say about it.
Yeah, she's got a lot to say about a lot of things these days.
Ugh. Bless her. And I mean, look, if we were told to be quiet for like 13 years, I'm sure we'd have a lot to say too, right?
Yeah, we'd have a lot to say if it was just 13 minutes.
Yeah, hard agree.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. It's Monday, November 22nd.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Britney Spears is making one thing very clear. If you're not with her, you're against her. The world has been put on notice.
Yeah, and if you don't stand up for her, she's gonna call you out, like, in public.
And that's exactly what's happening right now to pop star Christina Aguilera. So she was asked about Britney, and Brit was not happy with her response.
No.
This is very quickly becoming the red carpet moment heard around the world. Mm-hmm. So Christina was on the red carpet of the Latin Grammys on Thursday, and a reporter asks if she's had any communication with Britney, which is, of course, regarding Britney recently being freed from her 13-year-long conservatorship.
Right. And so after she's asked this, Christina, like, smiles. She's smiling the whole time. But then she, like, turns her head to look back at one of her team members, who I'm assuming is her publicist.
Yeah.
And before she can answer, the team member steps in and he's like, no, we're not doing that today. And then he like pulls Christina away. Mm-hmm. But before she leaves, Christina makes this like exaggerated sad face. And she's like, I can't, but I'm happy for her.
Yeah, that so sincere it sounded. Mm-hmm. Now, to be fair, the clip is only 8 seconds long, but if you watch the full video of the interview, it shows the team member trying to end the interview before Christina was even asked about Britney.
Yeah. I mean, look, it's possible that Christina did want to say more but was pulled away due to time constraints. Like, there is a show, obviously, that they have to get mm-hmm. to, but... Mm-hmm. It was very clear to me that they probably decided beforehand that they weren't going to comment on this because obviously everyone's talking about that right now. And to be fair, this is Christina's moment. But what was awkward is the way she went about it. Like, she still said she was happy for her. She could have just been like, no, I haven't spoken to her, but I'm so happy for her. And it probably would have been put to bed. But it was so awkward. Yeah. That it created this stir.
Yeah. It's one of those things where I'm like assuming the same thing. Like, she had a chat with her team and she was like, I don't want to comment on this at all. And I don't blame her given.
Right.
I mean, well, we'll get into this. But I don't know. I just was like, I just didn't love the face she made at the very end. Like, it just seemed very like, oh, and it's like, or is this genuine? Does it feel super genuine?
Yeah, that's what made it weird for sure.
So like everyone else, Britney had a reaction. We knew she would, and it was scathing. Yeah. So Britney shared the video to her Instagram stories, and above the video she wrote, "I love and adore everyone who supported me, but refusing to speak when you know the truth is equivalent to a lie. 13 years being in a corrupt, abusive system, yet why is it such a hard topic for people to talk about? I'm the one who went through it." So she's completely calling Christina out for keeping quiet about her and her fight to end her conservatorship.
Yeah. And then Britney ended the post with, "All the supporters who spoke up and supported me, thank you. Yes, I do matter." And to drive this point home about stars standing up for her, Britney also shared a video of Lady Gaga, speaking out for her on the red carpet for the recent House of Gucci premiere, and she posted it right after the Christina clip.
Yep.
And so in this clip, Gaga says, "The way she was treated in this business was really wrong. The way women are treated in the music industry is something I wish would change." And then Britney captioned the post with, "Thank you, Lady Gaga, for genuinely taking your time to say something so kind. You made me cry. I love you."
Yeah, I mean, Lady Gaga, she's speaking up about this stuff. This isn't the first time she's spoken out about women being treated poorly, terribly.
Right.
And I think it's great. I think that that's wonderful. And I think it should be every individual woman's prerogative on if they choose to speak or not.
100% agree.
Also, I use the word prerogative.
I love it.
Thank you. Britney callback. But even if Britney doesn't feel like Christina stood up for her, it's worth mentioning that Christina did show her support for Britney earlier this year.
Yes.
After the Free Britney movement gained some pretty broad attention. It definitely seemed like she had her back in June. A few days after Britney's testimony on June 23rd, Christina tweeted about it, writing, "These past few days, I've been thinking about Britney and everything she is going through." And then she shared a photo of the two of them back in the 90s.
Yeah. So she also claimed that she didn't personally know what was happening to Britney. And she wrote, "While I'm not behind the closed doors of this very layered and personal yet public conversation, all I can do is share from my heart on what I've heard, read, and seen in the media," which she should know is not the best to do. And she also wrote, "It is unacceptable that any woman or human wanting to be in control of their own destiny might not be allowed to live life as they wish." And then she ended it with, "My heart goes out to Britney. She deserves all the true love and support in the world." And then she followed it by a white heart emoji. I don't know how I feel about this, to be honest.
What do you mean?
Well, God, I hate to be a cynic, but I just feel like she was probably getting heat for not saying something given their past. And so she made this post, which, I, maybe it is genuine. I don't know. I obviously don't know her personally. I would love to believe it's genuine. But I don't know. Something about like the old 90s photo is like, and then look at us. We're friends. I'm saying something. I don't know.
I mean, I think her PR team wrote a really nice tweet. And I thought it was super. I mean, I don't know. I have a lot of feelings about this.
Yeah, it's complicated.
It is. It's very complicated. And, like, all we have to go off is what we see in the media. And, like, you just said, that's, like,
it's not
the most reliable source.
Right. It's a very nuanced situation. It's not, like, a one-size-fits-all thing.
Right, right. And as you can imagine, after showing support for Britney back in June, Christine is apparently troubled by the public shading Britney's giving her now.
Yeah, so a source close to Christina spoke to Hollywood Life about Christina's feelings, saying Christina was genuinely surprised over the call out, and then adds, they obviously aren't close friends with each other anymore, but they still hold a history with each other that Christina feels she should still protect. The source also says Christina would like to have a private chat with Britney to settle some issues that still clearly lie. Which is good. They should have a private conversation.
This, I know.
This shouldn't be a red carpet conversation or an Instagram post conversation.
That is not where we air out all of our grievances.
It's terrible.
So we pretty much all know that this is not the first time there's been tension between Britney and Christina. There's a lot of history between the two of them. Their relationship has not always been friendly. These two queens, unfortunately, have been pitted against each other since they first started in the industry back in the early 90s.
Yeah, I mean, like I mentioned at the beginning of the show, they both got their start as cast members on the reboot of the Mickey Mouse Club show. Britney was 11, Christina was 12 when they joined. The cast also included Justin Timberlake, Keri Russell, and the absolute god among men, Ryan Gosling.
Delicious.
God, I love him so much. So then in the late 90s, let's make this about him.
Yeah, let's switch the topic completely.
So then in the late 90s, they both released pop albums that pretty much blew them up. Like, they shot to stardom after that.
Yeah.
Britney's now iconic single, Baby One More Time, was released in 1998. And then in 99, Christina rose to fame with Genie in a Bottle.
Mm-hmm. But of course, this is an industry where we simply cannot have two women succeeding at the same time. God forbid.
Yeah.
And they were pitted against each other. I mean, I remember seeing headlines about the two of them, and it's just...
Yeah. And it hasn't gotten better.
No, it really hasn't. I mean, we're still having these conversations.
Yeah.
But the thing was, their images were very different. Britney was often portrayed as the good girl, and Christina was the bad girl. And then as the industry stirred the competition with the two, their personal relationship turned sour. So in a 2003 interview in Entertainment Weekly, Christina referred to Britney as distant and said she seemed like a lost little girl, someone who desperately needs guidance.
Those are fighting words, honestly.
Yeah.
And apparently Britney agreed, because she later called Christina out for that comment, saying, a lost girl? I think it's probably the other way around. I can't believe she said that about me. Mm-hmm. Then in a 2008 interview, Christina tried to clear the air and said, it must have seemed as if we were competing with each other. But in reality, Britney is someone that I used to hold hands with. My question is, was it interlaced fingers? Was it a Pete and Kim handhold? Or were they skipping over puddles?
Well, I'm also thinking about as kids, your teacher was made you hold hands while you cross the street. Doesn't mean you're best friends. So.
Yeah.
I got a lot of enemies whose hands I had to hold, so.
Yeah, I'm not making a Twitter post for Charlie from second grade, let's be honest.
Ooh, burn for Charlie.
So, more recently, in 2018, Christina actually recalled how the rivalry affected her, and she said, it's hard to hear yourself being called names. I remember being hurt by these commercials on MTV pitting Britney as the good girl and me as the bad girl.
Where my empathy comes from, because that's got to be so awful. Like, no matter what you do, you're constantly like, you're the bad one. And Britney's like the angelic one. And it's like, I just want to have music. I want to sing what I want to sing. Like, I don't want it to be in the reference of like, what is Britney doing? Like, why can't I just stand on my own? That sucks.
Well, everyone knows that two blonde girls can't be famous at the same time. That's just it's too much for anyone to handle.
Absolutely not. No way. And I mean, it's kind of feels like it's 2003 all over again, because are we really looking at another cycle of the Britney-Christina feud?
I mean, if we are, it might give us another Madonna makeout on stage. So, fingers crossed.
Well, Christina was upset about that because
she didn't get enough cameras time.
I was reading an article where she was like, the cameras went to Justin to get his reaction.
Oh,
instead
classic.
Of showing her kissing her, which I just thought was like,
too.
Nobody saw me kissing Madonna.
Damn it.
But with a free Britney now calling people out for not speaking up for her, you got to wonder, what is the responsibility of celebs to stand up for her? I mean, were they also part of the problem?
I mean, like I said, it's difficult. Like, she did say something on Twitter
Yeah.
Lady Gaga saying stuff on the red carpet. A lot of people have spoken out in support.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not their responsibility necessarily.
Right.
I mean, they know how the industry can be, so it's fair for them to bring light to it. But
yeah.
we can't just get mad at everyone who isn't saying something. Like, it's not their fault
right.
that Britney was in the situation.
Right.
So it's tough. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's definitely, it's one of those things where I'm like, I can only imagine that Christina Aguilera had this meeting with her staff and she was like, we're not going to talk about it
yeah.
because I don't want to be a part of this conversation. Things get twisted. And then this happens. And it's
I
like,
know.
You literally are now the conversation.
That's so true. Oh my God. You can't see it coming sometimes.
Classic Hollywood.
Classic.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends we've got the hot goss.
This episode is brought to you by the effortlessly scrumptious bite of Skinny Pop Popcorn. Imagine this, perfectly popped, endlessly delicious kernels, a symphony of just three simple ingredients, popcorn, sunflower oil, and a sprinkle of salt. No compromise, just pure snacking freedom. And hey, if you're up for a twist, dive into flavors like zesty white cheddar to sweet and salty kettle. Every bite's a delight, light and oh so tasty. Shop Skinny Pop now.